Question for you here this morning. The events of the Passion, the events of this great week, which we call Holy, how do you understand them? How do you interpret them? Many people misunderstand. Is this a story of Jesus, the tragic victim? Or rather, is Jesus the author of this story? And in spite of how everything might appear, directing everything that happens according to his absolute sovereign will. An analogy that I once heard that I found helpful. June 6th, 1944, otherwise known as D-Day. Allied forces storm the beaches of Normandy, the greatest invasion force in all of human history, the turning point of World War II. Question for you. What were they doing there? Why did they come to France? Did they come as tourists? You know, check out the Eiffel Tower, check out the Mona Lisa and the Louvre Museum, sip champagne in an upscale Parisian bistro. No. They came to fight. They came to rescue a people who had been conquered by a malicious foreign power. Question for you. Why did Jesus come to this earth? What was he doing here? Had he come just to remind us to love one another? To preach some magnificent sermons and work a couple of miracles on the side? No. He came to fight. He came to rescue his people who had been conquered by a malicious foreign power, namely the power of evil and of sin and of its wages, which are eternal death. This he did in suffering, born in love. Holy Week is not a story of Jesus the tragic victim. This is what he came to this earth for. It's been said that every priest only has one homily. In my case, I know it's absolutely true. I only have one homily. All I do is repeat it. And it goes like this. God always has a plan. God is always in control. And in spite of how things appear, he makes all things work for the good of those who love him. Jesus says, "No one takes my life away from me. I lay it down freely." And as this week unfolds, remember that it was not the nails that held Christ our Lord to the cross. It was his love for you.